Hey, I'm Andrea, and welcome to Magic Monday. Come back every Monday for a bite-sized episode sharing a modern magic trick that will make your life happier and a bit more enchanted. For more magic, come find me on Instagram at Dream Life Connection. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now, let's open our digital spellbook. Well, hello, and welcome back to Dream Life Connection. So happy you're here. So excited that it's another Magic Monday. It's been a while since I've done one of these mini modern magic tricks, and I'm just happy that you're here. And we're just going to jump right into it. This is a really, really, really simple Magic Monday, a very simple quote unquote magic trick. And this actually comes from the book called The Magic, which is written by Rhonda Byrne. And if you don't know the name, you'll definitely know her other book. You may have heard it. It's called The Secret. Yes, The Secret. One of the most popular law of attraction manifestation books. So powerful. And she has this other book called The Magic, which is basically like kind of what I'm doing with The Magic Monday. Hers is like a 28-day process. It's like this whole month, basically, that you're going through every day and learning a new magic trick. And one of the magic tricks that I really liked was called, she calls it the magic rock. And I, for some reason, I'm just gravitating toward calling it the gratitude stone. It's very simple, but it's surprisingly really, really effective. So I wanted to share this because it takes literally 30 seconds at night to do this. And I know we've all heard of gratitude journaling. We have probably heard about this so many different times from so many different people and articles and recommendations. And a gratitude journal, you all know, it's writing down, they always recommend about 3 different gratitudes each day. And I ended up getting a journal, you probably heard of this one too, the one line a day. And that journal was really cool, but I just found myself like, I don't want to overwhelm myself with too many things that I need to do each day. It became almost like overwhelming because I was like, I need to do this every day. And then if I miss a day, I'd feel bad. And sometimes you can't really do these things every single day. Yeah, it seems simple opening up your journal and writing down 3 gratitudes, but sometimes we just don't have the time or the energy to do that, and that's okay. That's why I like this gratitude stone, because it's super simple. It's way easier than even writing down 3 gratitudes a day. All you have to do is you hold a stone or a crystal and you think about the best part of each day, and that's it. All you have to do is you place your crystal on your nightstand, and each night before you go to sleep, you hold the crystal, maybe for 30 seconds even, and think about your best memory from the day. You don't have to write it down. You don't have to do anything with it. You just think about it. And by doing this right before you sleep, you're setting yourself up for a really good sleep. Because let's be honest, most of us probably are like scrolling before sleep. We're not really thinking about our day and like especially the best parts of it. Most of the time, we're probably thinking about the stressful things of the day and like what we're supposed to do the next day. So this is a really great way to get your mind into a positive state before you go to sleep, because that also helps your dreams. There are so many studies out there that talk about how whatever it is that you're consuming right before you fall asleep directly impact the quality of your sleep and your dreams. And so if we're thinking about stressful things, we might have a more stressful dream, which makes us wake up stressed, and then we have a stressful day. It's all a cycle. It's all connected. So if you think of gratitude and the best memory from the day, you're more likely to have positive dreams and wake up happier. It's all connected. It's all a cycle. So I'd love to read a quick little excerpt from the book that Rhonda Byrne writes about. She says, "When you look for the best thing that happened during the day, you will search through many good things that happened. And in the process of searching and then deciding on the best one, you are actually thinking of many things you're grateful for. You will also be ensuring that you go to sleep and wake up in gratitude each day." And just like she teaches in The Secret, what you think about is what you manifest throughout the day. So if you're thinking about the better things, then you're going to start attracting more of that into your life. You're going to start noticing more and more of the positive things in your life. It's super simple, super effective. And if you'd like some recommendations for any crystals, I definitely recommend crystals that help with sleep and dreams, of course. Some of the best crystals for this are amethyst, labradorite, howlite, and black obsidian. And there's a lot more, but I think amethyst is probably the best crystal for all of this. It's like the master crystal. I also really, really love labradorite. Man, that's a hard one to say. But yeah, I'm actually holding my amethyst right now. And I actually love holding my crystals as I'm recording my episodes because they just kind of help me ground myself. And so yes, there you go. The gratitude stone. Very simple. Just hold it each night. Can even take like 10, 15 seconds. You don't even have to spend too much time with it if it's too much. And I get that. I feel that way too sometimes. So enjoy your gratitude stone. And I'm so grateful you're here. So thank you so much for listening. And we will be back next week with a new episode. And have a magical, magical week. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for being here. If you want to infuse more sparkle and whimsy into your life, head over to Dream Life Connection on Instagram and be sure to subscribe to my Magic Monday newsletter, where I'll send you exclusive content, free downloads, and stories as a wandering nomad. You'll also gain access to the archive filled with modern magic tricks and resources. Remember, magic is real and it's everywhere, and you are the magic. Have a great week. And see you next time.